You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It's signing news again, and it's time to talk to the latest addition to the Brayhead Clan roster for 2017-18. This player is the seventh name on the roster, and it's another returnee signing up for his third season, and he'll be hoping for more ice time after making 29 appearances in the last two seasons as a backup to Chris Holt and Mikhail Zaikowski. It's none other than Gary Russell, of course, who joins me now. Gary, firstly, welcome back. When we spoke last year, you wanted more ice time, you got it. How did you enjoy the extra responsibility given to you last year?
Yeah, it's something I always wanted to do, is just play as much as I possibly can. And I think last year is probably, out of the 2 years that I've been here, is the best for me. So I enjoyed my time on the ice, and I've learned a lot from what I've learned from Z and Holtsey. And I just took that onto the ice.
How do you feel your game has come on under those two guys in the last 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, both of them are two different types of goalies, so it's good to learn how both of them play the positions. So for me, I've learned two different types how to play in goals. So just taking that experience from both of them, it's helped me incredibly.
I love the dynamic of the fact that you work with these guys. You know, you build up almost a friendship with them. At least you did in the case of Holtsey. You're learning off them, but at the same time, you want to play more than them. That's a strange dynamic.
Yeah, I've had it before in the past. It could get bitter at times, you know. But the main focus is to win the game. So you get on with the guys best you can, and you just go on to win as many as you can.
One of the other coaches I speak to in the Elite League reckons the backup netminder is the most important job in the room. You know, although you're not playing, you're the guy in the room maybe trying to, you know, G up the guys, give them a bit of boost of morale. Is that something you do, or is that a viewpoint you share?
It's probably the hardest position, because you don't know. You could be going in one night if the team's getting beat 3-4-0. Other times you could be going in to relieve the guy, give the starter a rest, so... Yeah, I mean, it can be a difficult task, but I just get on with the guys the best I can and have a good laugh.
Of course, you flirted with the GB National setup last season, the games that they played in November. Is that an ambition for you again this year, to get yourself into Pete Russell's thinking a wee bit?
Yeah, I would love to play for Team GB. It's something that I've never really had the chance to do, and something I would love to do. You know, putting on the GB shirt is the pride that kind of goes through you, and... it's something that I've always kind of wanted as well.
Now, looking ahead, is there an air of excitement about the new coaching team coming in next season?
Yeah, it's. I'll look forward to kind of try to prove myself with a new coach. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
And with next year in mind, is more ice time the most important thing to aim for from your point of view?
Yeah, it's always the case. So we'll see who gets brought in. Hopefully they can bring my game on as well as I can bring their game on. And yeah, just more ice time for me is what I want to achieve every year.
And of course, you're the only member of the team with a full-time job. Of course, you work with Police Scotland. How do you find, you know, jigging your shifts around playing time and training time and stuff? Has it been difficult, or have you managed to get a really good compromise with your bosses?
No, it's they're very, very good with me. They're very flexible, and... yeah, they help me a lot, so I can't complain with them at all. And I go in, I do my shift, work as hard as I can, and then play on hockey as hard as I can as well. So I'm very kind of blue-collar the way I go about it.
Good. So what are you up to in the next couple of months then, before we get back into the business of a new season? Other than working, obviously, what do you have planned in the next couple of months?
I've got time off work next month, so hopefully I can get some sun somewhere. Because it's few and far between in Glasgow. And yeah, just back in the gym, get my fitness back up and get my legs ready for a tough season ahead.